Firstly, what are the current statistics surrounding violence against women in Peru? How is it sort of seen as particularly a bad situation?
Well, the latest statistic is that from 16th of March to the 30th of June, which is when I started the lockdown, around 1,200 children and teenagers and adult women disappear during the quarantine. However, it's more than 2,000, around 2,500 since the year started, which is a high number.
Why would we be seeing the potential reasons as to the situation escalating during the pandemic? Why would we be seeing it escalate?
I believe confinement has made things more complicated because women is basically with a perpetrator. And this situation, for me, my studies in gender and also consciousness, from which is the lenses that I see things, force us kind of like to see inside. So it's a problem of masculinity, I would say, polarization, that in which is violence against the vulnerability. Is a culture that embrace and repress vulnerability, and how do and there is no gender lenses when in the police department they are not trained to this shift of in cognition or shift in consciousness to embrace the family members when they come to make the complaint.
So just expanding on that point there, one of the factors that we've seen fuel the attitude of law enforcement towards this issue, this epidemic of female missing persons.
Yeah, the police, there is a law in place to be able to register when women disappear. The problem is that usually this is not taken seriously by the police, and perception as, you know, we should wait a little bit or not taken serious. Maybe she disappeared with a boyfriend or she escaped or this kind of not believing on the person who come to file the complaint is a huge issue. I mean, was I reporting years ago only in one of the poorest regions in Peru, and 70% of the people who does those complaints really abandon the process because they don't feel there is the adequate attention from the police and the justice institutions. So I think also another problem is in the regions, in the rural regions, is not speaking the Quechua language, which is the Andean language, which most of the people speak there. So these are the things that the institutions need to work together to be able to be present for the people, for the family members that are making those complaints.
Do we see the situation in Peru, the poor handling, as well as the situation mirrored in any other sort of countries in terms of this this record?
That's a good question. It's something that is definitely by the United Nations. It was put that this is actually a pandemic as well, the domestic violence, and globally it's an increase on it. I don't have a specific numbers. What I know is that Argentina and Paraguay have a kind of like accelerated process on this, but I don't have the numbers on which other countries. However, Latin America is a patriarchal history and cultural definitely had an increase during this lockdown period.
Mm. And what do you think needs to happen to actually shift the perspective on surrounding violence against women in Peru?
So I think what really needs to happen, not just in Peru and in general, I mean, globally, is these conversations about masculinity. I mean, there is two things. One is the preventive, obviously, which is what I'm talking about, these conversations, and immediately, which is for to look for the person and to the Minister of Affairs in Peru, the Minister, the Women Minister in Peru, work together to with the other organizations to immediately look for the person. And the other one is the preventive, to start talking about this. How do we get away from this narrative about masculinity and start integrating these new ways of being and just maybe embrace this vulnerability? Because when in my research, what clearly shows when a perpetrator is abusing is that the perpetrator actually rejects that on the other human, on the victim, rejects that that vulnerability, that sense of weakness. So it's basically how do we create a better mental health in which we integrate this as a part of being human and not just to see this masculinity as the strong, as the aggressive, as the heroes. And so I think that is a shift into this polarization that needs to happen, a shift on consciousness, I would say.
Mm. Well, Viviana, I do appreciate you joining us. Obviously, an important one, not just in Peru, all around the globe, but really do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, John.